Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffat, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble, especially friends that breathe into the microphone. Neely?
Sorry. Well, you told me to get up close to it.
She's like, I said, get up close to the microphone. She's
well, I'm on my phone.
Oh, I get you. You're on your phone because you're always busy. Well, we're so thrilled that you're here with us, waking us up this bright, beautiful Monday morning. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for being my friend. Hey, Niels, I'm so glad I got you here because I got some questions for you. Okay. So a lot of times we get a lot of questions, of course. And that's what we do. We answer questions at the rawdogfoodco.com website. And then we answer them here on the podcast as well for those people who don't come over to the website. But I would encourage you to come to the website because we get so much good information there. All right. Here's a question for you. A lot of people want to know about certain diets for their dogs. All right. So like they're like, okay, my dog just got diagnosed with kidney disease. My dog just got diagnosed with liver problems. My cat, I got that one today. My cat was diagnosed with stones because they had bone in the blends. I'm like, I don't think
that had anything to do with it.
Yeah, I didn't. But anyway, so we get this. I even had this one question today. Oh no, it was a statement. This was a funny one, Niels. So one of my customers, they love their vet. The vet loves the dog, but they don't like to talk nutrition because the vet's always saying negative things about raw. And one of the things that she said that the vet said about raw is that a meat-based diet would jack up the serotonin level, would not allow the serotonin to be stable in a dog, and therefore a dog would be aggressive. Now, I was like, okay, you really have got to get a new vet because
that doesn't make any sense at all.
I said, wait a minute. Are you saying that a processed high sugary diet is better for serotonin production in mental clarity and focus and stability than a meat-based diet?
Yeah, they need a new vet. That's ridiculous.
I was like, that's really bad. All right. So let's go back to this other one. You know, in my mind, Neely, it's all marketing. When you look at this urinary tract infection diet, this weight loss diet, this weight gain diet, this diet for your Great Dane and the diet for the Chihuahua.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the biggest marketing hoax ever. Prescription diets are pretty much a big hoax too, but they're more dangerous than the breed ones, I think.
Well, I'm always like, what's prescription that somebody that supposedly had an MD, and here's the thing about it, none of those vets had designed those diets have been designed for them by God knows who. We don't really know.
And they're breaking the law. I mean, the FDA is letting them break the law because you can't say that something cures something. Say it.
They can, Neely, because
They're doing it, but it's illegal, and the FDA is condoning it, just like they do everything that is bad for us and the dogs and everything else. FDA needs to go away.
Totally. Bye-bye. Exactly right. So, you know, I was doing a podcast before with Dr. Jasek, and I was telling her that, you know, we had to take off a actual heart, the actual benefits of eating a heart on our website, because only, and this is what they said, only the FDA can say that, the benefits, health benefits. That's scary.
See, that's so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I'm not even sure that that's, I don't even know that that's right, but I believe you, but.
Okay.
They're totally, yeah. Well, anyway, go ahead.
So, okay. Let's tell our listeners today why we take this stance, why we say, look, that marketing isn't really good for your dog.
Well, how can anybody with two brain cells rubbed together think that a dead, processed, artificial, rotten, enhanced with synthetic ingredients is better for a living, moving, metabolizing being than an actual real species appropriate fresh diet? How can anybody with even one brain cell that's still halfway functioning think that that is, that's a real thing? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Most people have come to the conclusion that, yeah, processed and fast food is not good for people. So why is it good for dogs? Oh, well, there's science. Well, have you people not caught on yet that science is kind of bullshit at the moment? I call your favorite, total bullshit on that.
I think that's your favorite word right now.
No, it's not, but it's toned down from what my favorite word is. It's just really, it's just frustrating that people go to, you know, like you said earlier, this customer loves her vet, but they don't have anything good to say about raw. Well, why do you love your vet? If they're not, obviously not looking out for what is best for you and your dog, why are you still going? If you like them as a person, fine, go out to dinner with them, but take your dog somewhere else.
Touche. Bada bing, bada boom. I'm going to give you two.
I mean, there's a lot of super nice people that are vets and that, you know, but if they're not
nutritionally sound,
if they think that a raw diet is harmful or not the right way to go, or that an artificial diet is better for your dog, they have no idea what they're talking about. And if they're that woefully misinformed on something as basic and simple as diet, you can't trust them on anything else.
Are you sure this is a leg and not a head? I mean, we're supposed to have surgery on my dog's leg, but maybe it's the head. I don't know. Okay. I digress.
Exactly.
But yeah, right. All right. So back to this kidney diet or liver, you know, issues. Neely, you have this saying, and it's like, a good diet is a good diet.
A good diet is a good diet. And that's not to say that every dog should eat the same thing. That's not what I'm saying. But, and you know, some dogs are more, you know, more prone one way or the other and are going to do better on this protein or that protein, or need higher fat or lower fat, or
more bone or less bone.
Exactly. There's going to be things like that that is just going to differ from dog to dog. But as far as a basic general good diet, a good diet is a good diet. If you have kidney problems, if you have liver problems, if you have joint issues, if you have any kind of problems like that, it's because your dog is toxic. So get him off of toxic food. Get him off of vaccines and flea repellent and heartworm and all that other toxic stuff that is not prevention at all. It makes your dog's bloodstream poisonous so that it kills the parasite. It doesn't prevent the invasion or the bite or anything. It just kills the parasite once it does bite. So that's not prevention. And it, you know, if it's, if the blood is toxic and poisonous enough to kill the parasite, what do you think it's doing to the dog? I mean, use some common sense, people. But anyway, if you have, if you have those kind of issues and organ failure and disease and things like that, cancer, all that, it's because your dog is too toxic. End of story.
Period.
Boom. Now, what that means for that particular dog may be different. I mean, they may have different exposures than, you know, a different dog in a different city or something, or, you know, an apartment versus a suburbs or whatever. You know, the actual toxic exposure may be completely different or coming from different places or affecting them differently. They all have different thresholds and different constitutions, but bottom line, it's toxic. You need to figure out where your toxic exposure is, remove it as much as you possibly can, and give the body what it needs to repair itself. It's made to repair itself. You just have to provide the components for it to do that. So if you have kidney issues, feed lots of moisture and lots of raw kidney, lots of immune support, and more moisture. You know, this whole less protein and all that, that's a bunch of crap. All those studies were done on kibble, and kibble protein is low quality. It's not well absorbed. It's hard to excrete. It's hard to get rid of. It has the filter through the whole system and remove all the toxic stuff. If you're feeding a real food, high quality, digestible protein, the kidneys don't have to work as hard. They don't have nearly the toxic stuff to remove, and they're more nourished that way. So it's simple as that. It's not like there's some magic formulation. You bump up the moisture, increase your kidney content, increase your organ content, and probably a few other things depending on the dog, and go from there and get rid of all the toxic stuff, period.
Right. Now, let me say this, before people do something dangerous, like feed, you know, way too much liver if you have liver problems.
Okay. Yeah, I still don't think that's a thing. You'd have to feed so much. I mean, everybody says, oh my God, you're going to get vitamin A toxicity, blah, blah. I don't think that a dog would eat that much liver. They'd have diarrhea way sooner than what they would be able to get. I mean, theoretically, yep, you could do it, but
you'd have to be trying.
Nobody's, you'd have to try really hard.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so just keep that. Have the run so bad that you would stop real, real fast because your floors would probably be a mess.
Yeah. All right. But neither can help you on getting those amounts balanced out. So again, back to this, folks, what we're saying is this: there's no real magic bullet for kidney disease or liver disease as far as diet. The magical food is going to be a species appropriate diet that doesn't have a bunch of gunk act to it, right?
Right.
You got meat, right, bones, organ, fat, tripe, a few fruits and veggies, and that's freaking it. Maybe you have
no synthetic supplements, no processed oils, none of that, nothing like that, that is going to go rancid and add to the toxic load and all that. It's just avoid all that stuff.
Okay. You guys clear on that? And the crowd goes, no. And I say, yes, you are. It's clear as mud. Okay. Here's another common question that comes up. How many calories are in this? How many calories are in that? And so we are always saying,
who cares? Well,
who cares? Right. We don't really care about calories too much because, I'll tell you why. We look at fat and protein. And if you really look at our blends, okay, it's fat and protein. That's about it.
I mean, as far as calories go, it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, if you're feeding your dog by the numbers, you need to lighten up and stop doing that, because you'll make yourself crazy. And also, none of those numbers are accurate anyway. I mean, all of the analyses are done on one sample. So the next sample is going to be completely different. So you're not in it, you know, and if they're doing like a whole lot or something, be like an average or something like that. So each thing is going to be, each animal is going to be different. You know, it's just kind of a relative reference point. It's not like a Bible to go by. This many milligrams of that, this milligrams of that, this many kilocals of this, this many. It's not rocket science. We're not trying to formulate how to get a rocket to the moon, which apparently they can't do anymore. Figure that one out, but that's another story. So, you know, it's food. So look at, use the calories as kind of a guide, you know, like this particular protein is higher in calories. Well, that's probably because it's higher in fat. If you look at that, you can kind of tell. If your dog is super, super active, then yeah, you can do a higher fat content. If your dog is kind of a couch potato, you probably don't want to give too much fat, because if you, in order to get, enough of your basic vitamin mineral balance, you're gonna have to feed more, which will lead to a little bit of pudginess probably, although they don't get fat nearly as fast on raw as they do on kibble. It's not nearly as big of a problem, but you know, they're all a little different. So you know, go by your dog's energy level, your dog's attitude, how they look, how they feel, what their body condition is. Do they have a waist? Can you feel their ribs? Which, by the way, you want to be able to feel their ribs. You don't necessarily want to be able to see them, but you want to be able to easily feel them. And if they're turning, you know, to where their midsection is bent and their rib cage is kind of curved around, you do want to be able to see them, and you want to be able to easily palpate them. You want to look down from above and be able to see a very pronounced waist. You want to, you know, see the difference between the shoulders and the rib cage and the hip bones. You want to be able to see that. People pretty much are now kind of brainwashed into thinking that a dog that is a healthy weight and in has a good body condition is too skinny. And especially my dogs, since I have corgis, people don't ever see anything but just fat corgis, and they see mine and they're like, oh my god, they're emaciated. I'm like, no, they're not, they're perfect. So you know, go by the what you can see, what you can feel, what your dog tells you.
So one of the response, and this is you know, great advice, and certainly what I would say as well, but I have, you know, a comment that I'm trying to give my dog more food, and how, if I don't have the calorie count, can I actually just give my dog a few more ounces? Because then that would be too many calories. And I'm like,
do you sit down and count every single calorie you eat every day? We do the whole, 2.5, 3, 4% of, you know, adult body weight or whatever, just because it's a whole lot easier to figure out. It's a whole lot easier to visualize. It's a whole lot easier to weigh out. It really doesn't make any difference. And yeah, if you have different fat content, different, you know, different blends that have, some are going to be higher calories, some are going to be lower calories. So what, you know, they don't have to eat the exact same number of calories every day. If they're too thin, feed them more. If they're too fat, feed them less. If you can't keep weight on them, find a blend that has a higher fat content to it. Figure out what it is that is going to contribute to that. I mean, if you have a young, high energy, active, like say hunting breed, or that's still intact or something like that, their metabolism is going to be a whole lot higher. They're going to be a whole lot hotter. So, you know, you can afford to feed higher fat content for them, and a couple of extra ounces for, you know, any dog that's more than 10 pounds is not a big deal.
Well, and like you said, Neely, I mean, all I do is look at Asta. Okay. So even Lozzie, my two Germans are shaped very, very different. One being a working line, one being a 13-year-old, you know, show line. Well, Asta doesn't need to have extra weight on her, right? Because of her frame and her age. But yeah,
exactly. And she's more of a couch potato than Lozzie is. Lozzie is out running around working and training, and she's still intact, and she's younger, and she's just got a whole lot more energy. So yeah.
And here's the thing. I'm thawing 6 different rolls at one time. Literally 6 different rolls at one time, 2-pound rolls. All right. So 12 pounds going in the bucket at one time, in the container. And it might be tripe, it might be the PMRs, it might be the 80-10-10. If you're going to depend on calories, then I guess you better know what the metabolic output of your dog is. And you're not going to know that. Lozzie had gotten to where she didn't have a great figure eight, right? I'd been feeding her too much. So I started going down the scale. I started dropping it, right? So what I feed her fluctuates between 16 ounces a meal and 12 ounces a meal. Seriously.
And you feed twice a day, right?
Twice a day. Yeah. Yeah. So she's going anywhere from 24 ounces to 32 ounces.
24 to 36. Yeah.
Yeah. And she is literally a 65-pound dog. But again, she's high energy. She hikes every, you know, day with Rick. So what do? I look at her body. I look at her body and I feed her a certain amount, and I'll do that for an entire week, because that many more or that much less in ounces in a week's time will change their body composition. So I just move it around depending on what she looks like.
Exactly. And that's part of the beauty of feeding that way, is you can do that. You can tweak it to be however you want it to be. Each meal, each week, however you want to do it, you know, to fit that situation.
Yeah. And then there'll be sometimes when I turn around, I'm going, well, you look like a fatty Kathy. You know, I shouldn't say Kathy. We probably got people that's named Kathy. You like a fatty dog anyway, you know, and we don't do, this was so funny because one of my employees, she's so funny. And I had not seen her dogs, and she has a little dog, sort of looks like a corgi, right? And I saw a picture and I said, what in the world is going on here? This dog is fat. And she was like, oh, is she? I was like, is she? She's huge. You are not representing. You are not representing raw dog food good. No, so she was like, oh, I know, but she begs. I said, so what? She's fat. And so she's like, well, she's really mad at me. I said, I don't think they're mad. I mean, they don't have that. You know, I'm mad. I'm sad.
It's a whole learned behavior. And if you love them, you will not fall prey to that. I mean,
I know. So I'm like, okay, don't make me make you take pictures and bring those into work. I said, look, I'm saving you money. I'm saving you money and I'm saving your dog's life. Pull there back. Pull there back.
You know, there's nutritionists out there that go strictly by the numbers. And I think that is absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, to each their own, whatever. It's food. It's working. It's real food working in synergy with the body, the way it's supposed to. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, right. It's not rocket science. But the other thing too, Neely, is that we don't have like a bunch of carbs that you got to figure into the equation. It's protein and fat. Seriously. Okay. So if you got a high fat content, you're going to probably have a lower protein content, right? So you got to look at it in that way. And personally, I'm fine with feeding a higher fat a couple of times a week if so need to be. And I'm talking about 10 to 12, right? I'm talking about, You know, if you look at Wolfram Plus, one of the leanest blends that we have at 8%, 8-9%. And then you bump it up and you've got the 10% and then you got the 12%. And then, yeah, do we have the Shepherd blend that is a 20% fat? Yeah, we do.
But that's on purpose for those certain dogs that just need a lot more fat.
All right, Niels. Well, that's what we wanted to just let our listeners know today is don't stress yourself out. Everything that we do is to keep the toxins out of the body. So what? So we can do exactly what you just said earlier, Neely. So we can give the body its ability to regenerate, to
give it what it needs to heal itself. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. We're trying to get out of its way.
So, exactly. Just stay out of the way.
Stay out of the way. Get on out of here.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You can work with Neely Piazza. All you have to do is go to the Learning Center. She's under Health Consults, or you can find her under Book the Nutritionist. If you hear my voice, check the box. It says you're an RDF Co. referral. You'll get $25 off of Neely's amazing recommendations. You want help with food? You want help with supplements? You want me to put... You know, an order together for you. Well, sure, I can do that for you because I love you. We love you here at Raw Dog Food and Company. So just go over to rawdogfoodandco.com where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.